It is on. What's this say?
Which is scary?
Best
world ever.
Word book ever.
Word book ever.
What do you see?
Read this one.
It is the morning of a new day. The sun is shining. Little Barry gets up out of bed. Then he what's he do?
Combs his hair, brushes his teeth, and washes face.
Michael. And
face and put on his and dress and makes his bed and goes promptly and he goes to breakfast. Get up. This is what he eats.
What does he eat?
Pancakes.
Just like Nathaniel.
And maple syrup.
Oh my goodness, I don't believe that.
And butter. No bread.
Right.
White butter and no bread.
Right, maybe.
He puts this on his finger.
Do you think? I think he maybe had it on his pancakes.
Why?
What do you have on your pancakes?
Butter.
Right.
And maple syrup.
What else did he eat?
He eats granola and no yogurt.
That's right.
Why?
He's not smart enough to have yogurt. He doesn't know how yummy it is. Mm. He has cream with his granola.
His cream with his granola. And he drinks juice.
Mm-hmm.
And muffins. And toast. And waffle.
No. What's that?
Bacon.
Right.
And eggs. And waffle. And...
That's right. That's a waffle.
Waffle.
Mm-hmm. It says right here.
Cool milk.
Right.
And cocoa and jam and honey.
Right. And when he finishes eating, he helps his mother to wash and dry the dishes. What dishes?
Eat dishes.
Mm-hmm. You know what they all are?
Jar.
Pitcher.
Pitcher. Pan.
Mm-hmm.
Pan,
mm-hmm.
Lid,
pan,
bottle, squeezer,
mm-hmm.
cup, spoon, knife, fork, bowl, plate. Another cup.
This is really a saucer.
Saucer.
You know what a saucer is?
What?
It's a little plate that goes underneath a cup.
Inside and then underneath?
No, underneath on the outside. The cup sits on top of the saucer. Like in restaurants, when you get coffee in restaurants, there's a saucer under the cup. I'll show you a saucer sometime. And this says, now he is ready to play with his friends.
And his toys.
And his toys.
Why?
Because he's finished getting dressed and eating breakfast and cleaning up the kitchen. Such a good little bear.
He helps.
He helps.
Read this one.
The rabbit family's house. Mother rabbit, father rabbit, and the rabbit brothers are getting ready for the new day. Their friend Owl has come. Is waiting for the two brothers to come out to play. Can you find Owl? Can you find the rabbit boys? That's Daddy Rabbit.
With the rabbit boys.
Well, you look. They're getting dressed. Well, that's Father Rabbit getting dressed, but the two boys are getting dressed too.
That's Father Rabbit and Daddy Rabbit.
Yeah, they're the same person. Father Rabbit and Daddy Rabbit.
Daddy Rabbit.
This is Daddy Rabbit. He's Father.
He's Father. Father is Daddy Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
This is Mommy Rabbit.
Where do you think?
Right there.
No, that's Father Rabbit.
Father Rabbit.
Where's Mommy Rabbit?
Where?
What's she doing?
She's getting breakfast. He's already dressed.
Mm-hmm.
She's already dead.
Yes.
Why he have a toaster and a belongs on there? And only this one.
What do you mean why we have a toaster belongs on there?
And we don't have to put it in the drawers.
Oh, you mean like at Grandma's house?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. We just leave our toaster out and Grandma puts hers away in the cupboard.
Why?
Different lifestyles.
A lot of ours are not funny.
Is her toaster funny?
Yeah.
What's funny about her toaster?
why ours is not funny?
I don't know what a funny toaster is. What's funny about Grandma's toaster?
I don't know.
Oh, well, I don't know why ours is not funny. At the playground, all the children are having fun doing different things. Which children are doing the things you like best?
Playing tag.
Oh. You know what this is, Nathaniel?
What? Ball.
Jacks.
Jacks.
Like Meredith was playing the other night. Remember Meredith playing jacks at Meredith's house?
Yep. Well, why are you playing jacks?
It's a game that kids like to play.
They bring the ball and they bring some jacks.
Yeah. And then you throw the ball up in the air and try to pick up the jacks before the ball falls back.
It's not going to go anywhere.
No, you don't throw it up very high. You just throw it up a little ways.
Why?
Because you don't want to lose it. You have to be able to catch the ball.
And they're picking a jack.
You're picking up a jack.
It's falling now.
The ball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're playing marbles.
That's right.
Okay, why are they picking up this?
They're not picking that up. That's the circle. And they draw a circle on the ground, and then you put the marbles in the circle. Shoot the marbles into the circle.
Why?
That's how you play marbles.
Just say the marbles go down the ramp at school.
Well, this is a different sort of game to play with marbles. That's the marble. That's another kind of marble game.
Why?
Just is. There are lots of different things you can do with marbles, just like dominoes.
Like this one.
What's this called?
Tools.
Yes. Everyone is very busy working with his tools. What? Who always carries his tool with him?
An owl.
No, honey.
What?
The woodpecker.
The woodpecker.
Where's the woodpecker? Yeah, see, his tool is his beak. Boom. And he goes tap, 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 and makes holes in wood with his beak.
Why?
That's how woodpeckers make nests for themselves to live in.
What's Bear doing?
Let's see. He is planing.
Why?
To make the board smooth. You plane something to make it smooth.
Why has two benches?
To hold the piece of wood on. Those are called sawhorses.
Why have to stab them here to make holes?
Well, the woodpecker doesn't have a stool to stand on, so he just stands on the end of the board. Farmer Bear's farm. Farmer Bear has a very busy farm. What is Mrs. Bear doing?
Up his clothes. Where's Farmer Bear?
Where is Farmer Bear? Let's see. I think he's riding his tractor out in the field. See him plowing the field?
Well, why are you doing that?
Well, before you plant seeds in the field to make things grow, you have to plow it up.
Why do you have to plow it up?
Well, if you throw the seeds on soft plowed earth, then they grow better than if you throw them on hard caked earth.
They won't grow better.
Right.
Read this one.
This is called At the Train Station.
You're at the airport.
Oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. The man in the control tower, where's he? Where's the man in the control tower? Yes. He is talking into his microphone. He is talking to the handsome pilot by radio. He's telling him that he will have nice weather on his flight.
What's this?
That's a passenger waiting in the waiting room.
What's this?
That's the man in the control tower. You know, in an airplane, Nathaniel, when you come in, you know, when you're about to land in an airplane, you're about to take off, there are lots of different airplanes around, remember? Like in O'Hare in Chicago. And someone has to tell the airplanes whose turn it is to take off and whose turn it is to land, and that's what this man does. He keeps track of where all the airplanes are and tells them where to go and when to come in and when to leave, because someone has to tell them what to do, because they can't all see each other.
What he's doing?
That's the mechanic. He's fixing the plane.
Why?
Every time a plane flies, everyone has to be sure that it's in really good shape so that it doesn't have a crash. So they have mechanics check them over.
The mechanic was on our plane.
The mechanics don't fly on the planes. The mechanics stay at the airport. And when the plane comes in, then the mechanic goes and checks it over and makes sure it has all the screws are tight and all the...
Our plane has a mechanic so the screws are tight?
Yes.
Why?
Well, if some screw comes loose, then something could fall off the plane, and then you'd have a crash. The plane would fall out of the air.
Why?
Because the plane has to be in good working order in order to fly right.
Where's the wings of this plane?
Right there.
It has the wheels up?
The wheels are still down because it just took off.
Read this one.
This one's called Tools.
Read it.
It's not called Tools, it's called Toys. When you play with toys, it's more fun if you share them with your friends. When you play games, you may win or you may lose. Bear's a good sport. He's losing right now, but he might win the next time he plays.
Why is he losing?
Guess he hasn't learned how to play checkers very well. What game do you like to play best? What toys do you like to play with best?
I like to play this.
Oh, what's that?
Dumpin'. That's dumpin'.
Sure is.
Why do you have glasses on?
Because I'm just cleaning them. There they are.
Read this one.
In the flower garden, the bunnies love to grow flowers. They spray the flowers to keep the insects from eating them. They water them to make them grow. Which flower do you like the best?
What this one is?
Zinnia.
I like the zinnia.
The zinnia?
And this. What that one is?
Hollyhock.
What this one is?
Foxglove.
This is a sun.
Flower.
What's this one?
Morning glory.
What's this is?
Bluebell.
What's this is?
Aster.
What's this is?
Pansy.
What this is?
Lily of the valley.
Lily of the valley.
That's a thistle.
Why?
It just is.
I'll put my page.
Alright.
I want this one.
At the supermarket, Mrs. Pig is buying groceries for her family. What would you like to buy the next time you go to the market?
I like to buy this.
What's that?
What's that?
That's granola.
I like to buy granola and we run out.
When we run out, okay. How about turnips? Do you like turnips?
Yeah, I like turnips.
Yeah, that's right. That's a turnip.
I like to buy carrots. I'm like, what's this?
Celery.
I like to buy celery. I like to buy...
Asparagus.
I like to buy this.
What's that?
What's that?
Lettuce.
What's this?
Which one? This one?
What?
Beans.
I like to buy beans. I like to buy tomatoes. I like to buy potatoes.
Potatoes? Are they called potatoes?
Yeah. So I like to buy this. I like to buy this. I like to buy this and this and this.
You know, we bought one of these yesterday. You know what that is?
What?
It's a coconut.
It's a coconut.
Your daddy bought one.
Why?
I don't know. He said he liked to have furry things around the house.
I have more coconut?
We have a big coconut over there in the food bowl. We'll show it to you in a little while.
Eat this one.
Father Pig, Mother Pig, and Peter Pig love to eat. There's so much food on the table, it's hard to find Peter. What's Peter behind?
The cake.
Shouts and bips.
Boats and ships.
Oh. What do you see in the water which is not a boat?
This.
What's that called?
White boy.
Yes. What's it for?
Show the boat swim and to go this goes.
It kind of floats. It just floats.
Why?
Well.
It floats around like this. This ain't my boat.
Just like your boat. It doesn't go anywhere in particular. It just kind of floats around.
Why?
It doesn't have an engine to make it go anywhere.
Why doesn't have an engine?
Well, it's just supposed to stay in one place, kind of, you know, because it's a light. It's just meant to be a light. It just stays in one place. What kind of boat would you like to buy?
I'd like to buy a fishing boat.
Oh, we could go out fishing?
Yeah.
For tuna?
Yeah, and for fish.
What kind of fish?
Bonefish.
Bonefish.
A fish that has bones in it.
Right. Well, most fish does have bones in it.
Why?
Well, most people have bones in them, don't they? Let's see, do you have any bones in here? Oh. Yep, I feel a bone in there.
Those are bones?
And this is hair. But inside there are bones. Here, boom, boom. Boom. I feel the bones. Can you feel the bones?
There's a bone right here, too.
There is, that's right. An arm bone. And finger bones.
They're starting to hurt.
Your bones are starting to hurt?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Maybe they're growing pains. Let's feel you got a jawbone up here, too. Keeping healthy. Your doctor and your dentist are two of your very best friends. What's your dentist's name?
Dr. Booth.
What does he tell you to do all the time?
What's this?
What does Dr. Booth tell you to do?
What's this?
That's called a stethoscope.
What's this?
An eye chart.
What's this?
That's an x-ray machine.
What do I have in it?
It has a machine in it that produces x-rays and can look inside your teeth.
What this is?
Yeah, those are dental tools.
What these here are?
It's toothpaste.
What's this?
What's that?
Toothbrush. What's this?
Oh, medicine and pills and stuff.
What's this?
That says rubber hammer to make legs kick.
What's this?
Cotton wool balls.
What's this?
You know what that is. A tweezers.
A tweezers. What's this? Band-aid. A big band-aid and little band-aids.
Right.
What's this? Paper towel.
No, that's a gauze bandage.
What's this?
Adhesive tape.
What's this?
What's that?
What's that?
That's what we use to find out if you have a fever or not.
This is for your tongue.
That's right. It's called a tongue depressor.
What's this?
That's what you have in the dentist's office. There's the drill and the table and the squirters and the bowl.
I do that.
That's what Dr. Bruce has in his office. The Bear twins get dressed. Brother Bear woke up one cold, frosty morning. He wanted to dress very warmly. He yawned and got up out of bed, took off his pajamas, and left them on the floor.
Naughty Bear, what's this?
What's that?
Pants.
PJ pants.
PJ pants. What these are?
What's that?
What's that?
Gee, I don't know.
Put on shirt.
Yeah.
And, what's this called?
Underpants?
Underpants. What's this called?
Cap?
Cap. What's this
What's that called?
Pin.
Come on.
What?
Look at it.
Shirt.
Yes.
Pants, overalls. He played the...
What's that?
What's that?
A tie.
A tie. And...
The...
Shirt.
Sweater.
Sweater. Socks. Hat. Scarf. Shirt.
Sister Bear got up out of bed. She took off her pretty nightgown and put it away neatly. Good Bear. She put on her panties and her petticoat and her hair ribbon and her blouse and her skirt and her pinafore and her stockings and her earmuffs and her shoes and her snowsuit and her mittens.
These are gloves.
Those are gloves. And Sister Bear has mittens for some reason. Brother Bear has gloves and Sister Bear has mittens.
Oh, my brother has gloves. Sister Bear has mittens.
No, it's probably some kind of discrimination.
What's this? This what this bear is?
What this bear is? That's Brother Bear.
What's this bear?
That's Brother Bear too.
What's this bear?
Who's that?
Daddy Bear.
Sister Bear.
Sister Bear. What's this bear?
Sister Bear.
Sister Bear.
Do you have a sister?
No.
Do you have a brother?
No.
Does Renee have a brother?
No. Need this one.
Renee has a brother.
Yeah.
She has lots of brothers.
Need this one.
Does Meryl have a brother? Who's Meryl's brother?
Who?
Mickey.
Nikki.
Is Meryl's brother. And Meryl is Nikki's sister. This is called At the Zoo. Mr. and Mrs. Mouse took their children to the zoo. How will those children ever be able to get all those balloons into their house tonight? Which is your favorite animal at the zoo?
The lion.
The lion. What about the dromedary?
They're sharing cages.
Yep, they're sharing cages.
The next door?
Yep.
Why next door?
Well, because it's friendlier that way.
I will fall off of this, like this.
No, I don't think so.
Like this?
Well, if you get away to the front, you will, yeah.
Why?
How about if we do that? That way you won't fall off.
At school, I might fall off.
You might?
And I do like this.
On what?
Like this.
Doing this on what?
And like this.
Yeah, I know, like this. On what kind of chair?
I'll show you when we get to school.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
But today we're going to go to your school, aren't we?
Why?
Why?
Because it's Sunday.
And we have to?
Have to.
What do we have to do this weekend? At school?
Clean. I will help clean up my papa.
Okay.
I'm cleaning the art room and the block room and the quiet room and the art room and Liz's office.
And Liz's office?
Yeah.
You're not allowed in Liz's office, are you?
Why?
Because that's just for big folk. It's just for teachers. What about the front room?
The front room.
You gonna clean the front room with your popper?
Yeah.
If we give you a dust rag, will you dust too?
I will clean the middle.
The middle?
And on top of the toy shelf.
And what else are you gonna do when you're there?
Inside the toy shelf.
Yeah. And what else? Are you gonna play with any of the toys?
I'm gonna help Billy.
What are those?
Caterpillars.
You dope.
Caterpillars. And then we'll clean the thread and the spiders and the keys and the ants. And the wings and the
jelly beans.
Jelly beans and the wings and the wheels.
Snowflakes.
So snowflakes and the
acorns.
Acorns and the safety pins. Mm-hmm. And the buttons and the bees and the ladybirds and the whale and walruses and flowers and bells and
grasshoppers
and eggs and bugs.
Where are the bugs? Well, those aren't the bugs, honey. That's where the egg is getting broken. Because the chicken's coming out.
Well, where's the chicken?
See, you can see the little chicken's head right there?
That's the chicken.
Yeah, that's chicken. He's going tap, 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 tap against the inside of the egg.
Why?
Because it's time for him to get born, to get hatched.
Well, it's time for him to get born in this one.
Well, here it's not time yet. And then here it's the same egg, and it's time. He's starting to make a little hole in the eggshell, and then the hole's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And now there's a big hole, and pretty soon the chicken is just going to step right outside his eggshell, right out of his eggshell. That's how chickens get hatched. That's how birds get hatched, how they get born. How did you get born? Did you come out of your shell?
Yeah.
No.
You mean this one.
This is called music.
Why it just overed?
Yeah.
It was just over. Why?
Because it runs out at a certain point. There's just so much tape on a tape. And it runs out. Which instrument would you like to play? What do you think?
The piano.
Oh, just like Grandpa?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't buy one.
You want to buy a piano?
Yeah.
Would you take lessons?
I'll buy a big one.
A big one? We don't have room for a really big one. We could buy you a medium-sized one. Would you take lessons and practice really hard? If we bought you a piano? Maybe you could start in the violin, because they have little violins for little people. That would be fun, too.
I don't play the violin.
Do you? Where's the violin?
Here. What is it?
Let's see, here's the bottom.
That's the violin. I don't play a little box violin.
What about, remember the flute? Remember Meredith's flute? Let's see if we can find the flute.
That's the fruit.
Would you like to play a flute?
Yeah. I love to play a flute at Meredith's house.
It's pretty when she plays the flute, isn't it? This is called In the City.
And you blow the flute?
You blow across the mouthpiece of the flute. Yeah, it makes noise. Mouths has just bought a book at the bookshop. He is going to buy a newspaper and then join his rabbit friends at the cafe and drink some lemonade with them. Show with your finger the way he will go.
Mouth's girlfriends will go all the way across the street. Mouth's girlfriends will go all the way across the street.
There he is. Better get him a chair so he can sit down and have some lemonade.
Where's the chair?
There's no chair for him at that table.
Mom.
What's he
going to
do?
Why no chair?
Oh, here's a chair. We can move this chair over to this table.
Wait, that's the chair.
There's an empty chair there.
Wait, there's an empty chair. Okay.
Good.
Why move it over to that table?
Well, these are his friends sitting there. See these two rabbits? Those are his rabbit friends. And he'd like to sit with them so he can have a chat with them, find out what they've been doing.
This one.
A drive in the country. There are many things to see when you take a drive in the country. What do you see that's especially interesting?
An apple.
An apple? What happened to the apple?
One fell out.
And he was leaning back too far. What else do you see in the country?
Some cars.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it goes all the way right there.
Mm-hmm.
All the way to the end.
Well, the road goes all the way to the edge of the paper, yeah.
And then it's gonna go right over the bridge and right across there.
Yeah.
And right on the grass, and it's gonna fly over the grass.
It's gonna fly over the grass? No, I don't think so. I think the road curves around back there where you can't see it behind the hill.
Why?
It just does. Cars don't fly over grass. Do they? I see a factory. Do you see a factory?
Where's the factory?
See if you can find it.
That's the factory. See, it turns into the country.
It does. There's a little village, and then the street turns, and then it goes into the country.
Why?
Well, outside of towns, you have country. Just the way it is.
Just the way it is.
Do you see the factory yet? It's over here.
What? Over here?
Mm-hmm.
That's the factory.
Mm-hmm.
Eat this one.
Holidays. Which holiday do you like best?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know either.
Eat this one.
At school. School is fun. There are so many things to do. What's Little Bear learning how to do?
Find the last glove.
That's important to know.
Where's its other glove?
It's lost.
Where's its first glove?
It must be in his coat pocket in the cloakroom, on his hook.
He forget it and he put it on his hook.
He's inside now, so he put his coat on his hook when he's inside. That's what you always do too at school, isn't it?
Yeah. Eat this one.
In the kitchen. All the little piglets like to help their mother in the kitchen. They are making good things to eat. What is Mother Pig putting in the oven?
Read this too.
What is Mother Pig putting in the oven?
A piece of pie.
No, a pie.
A pie. A lot of pie.
A whole pie.
A whole pie.
That's the broom cupboard. And in the broom cupboard you have a broom and a vacuum cleaner. Where's the vacuum cleaner?
Where?
Yeah, you see?
That this is the broom.
The broom?
The broom. And what's this?
Dustpan.
This.
Mop.
What's this?
Feather duster. And what's this?
We have a certain doctor.
No, we don't. What's this?
A vacuum cleaner.
A vacuum cleaner. Why is it called a vacuum cleaner?
We have one of those.
We do.
Why?
To clean.
We do some.
Buildings. Buildings are used for different things. What is a skyscraper used for?
What's a skyscraper? This is the skyscraper. And look in the top and look out.
Yeah, also this is all used for offices. People work there.
Where's the people work?
Well, see all those little squares? Those are windows. And behind the windows are offices where people work. Like mommy's office or daddy's office.
Or the arch.
What about the arch?
There's a little hole and a big hole where you go through.
Well, the big arch is for cars to go through and the little arch is for people to walk through.
He's walking through the big arch.
Yeah.
Why?
Because there are no cars coming.
Why are no cars coming?
Must be a quiet day at the arch. What do you do in a school?
He's going to go into the school and visit his other friends.
Maybe he is. What do you think they're doing in school?
What?
I don't know. What do you think?
I'm going to go to school, too.
Yeah. What do you do at school?
Play.
And what else?
Get a lot of no puzzles out and get a lot of other toys out.
Get a lot of no puzzles out?
And a lot of other toys out.
Well, how come you can't get any puzzles out?
How come? I don't get so much other toys. A Jeep and two Jeeps out.
Two Jeeps out. Why can't you get the puzzles out?
I don't know.
Because it makes a big
mess. I can get one puzzle out.
You can get one puzzle out.
Why?
Because if you get one puzzle out, then we can put it back together. But if you get all the puzzles out, then we'll never be able to get them back together.
Why?
Because we don't know where the pieces go in the different puzzles. What do you do at school when you go there on Monday or Tuesday?
I don't know.
When you grow up, what would you like to be when you are bigger? Would you like to be a good cook like your father?
Yeah.
Or a doctor or a nurse?
What's this?
That's a...
Beggars.
No, those aren't the beggars. This is the daddy and the mommy. And these are all their little kids. Big family, eh?
A little family. And big and little.
Big and little kids in the family, right?
But what does... He's a good cook?
That's right.
What's he's doing?
Cooking?
What he's doing?
Who's that?
The nurse.
The dentist.
The dentist. What's this?
The butcher?
What's this?
A doctor?
What's this?
A carpenter?
What's this?
What's he?
What's he?
Well, what's he doing?
Blowing the flute.
Yeah, he's a musician.
Two flutes. And this one.
Cowboy?
Cowboy! Doctor?
He's a doctor.
Why?
Because he went to medical school. Would you like to go upstairs and go pee-pee?
No.
Can you finish your bigger work?
No, I don't need this one and no Richard
Scary
Dictionary next.
Well, do you want to read the Richard Scary Dictionary now or do you want to finish this one now? Because we can't read both of them. We have to pick. Well, it's going to be too late. We have to get dressed and go to school and clean.
I'm opening the Richard Scary Dictionary.
Okay.
I'll put it in the bookshelf.
Put it on the bookshelf.
I think you should go and get dressed.
No.
Well, let's finish this book and then go up and get dressed. Okay?
You must have been doing beekeeping.
I'm going to get dressed this book and then I'll go up and get dressed. I said no.
Who said no?
Daddy.
No, he didn't say no.
He just said the look that like, you make.
Rolling his eyes at you. What's he doing? Making his eyes go?
Yeah. Let's see if your eyes go back like this. Can you do that?
Not what he means to.
No.
Like that.
Making his jaw go back and forth.
You're yeah, silly no jaw. You got no jaw, you kid.
Aren't you lucky, Nathaniel?
You kid.
Well, Nathaniel Baum Snow, if you want to finish this book, you better get up here right away.
Why not both?
Because we don't have time to do both, but we will do this one. If you climb up in your seat, please.
I will do two books.
No, we'll do the other one later. We'll do the other one later.
I will do it on the phone and we come home from...
Hello?
From
hi,
some,
how are you?
Some more day.
Good.
From where?
From our day.
Come home from our day. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do it when we come home from our day.
Yeah, we're all kind of pooped out.
This one.
This is called the alphabet.
The,
the alligator is eating an apple. The goose is wearing gloves. Yeah. What is the Ziffius doing?
What's the
Ziffius?
Ziffius.
Yeah.
Where?
Here?
Well, it's extremely complicated.
He's playing the...
Sorry, but I will tell you some time in detail.
The violin.
The xylophone. Things we do. There are many things that we can do, and there are some things we cannot do.
What thing you can't do? That thing you can't do?
What's he doing?
Flying.
Can you fly?
No.
Well, there's something we can't do.
What's this?
What's he doing? He's
watching TV. Why are you watching TV?
I don't know. It must be a dumb rabbit to watch so much TV.
Why must be a dumb rabbit?
Well, it's not much fun to watch TV all the time, is it?
Yes.
He's watching TV all the time.
That's really silly.
Why? He's watching TV all the time.
What's this other rabbit doing here?
What's this other rabbit doing here?
Just around the corner.
Drawing. What's this
rabbit
doing?
What's he doing?
That's the other rabbit.
Yeah, what's he doing?
What's he doing?
Well, that's true.
What's he doing?
Crawling under. This is the other rabbit, too. He's jumping over.
That's right.
And this is the other rabbit, too.
Well,
yes. Lots of rabbits on this page.
We should just
kind of
close
your eyes. I don't know. Richard Scarry likes to draw rabbits. Here's a raccoon.
Anyway,
what's this raccoon doing?
That's not a raccoon.
Yes, it is.
What?
What's he doing?
What's he doing?
Well, that's part of the
problem. I want some drink. I want some drink.
You getting bored with this book?
Well,
I bet that's Katie on the phone. Have to go say hello?
And, well, actually, they have a department who's been fairly supportive of the community. And at least there are a new, several additional senior faculty who have been appointed to the thesis committee. And I'm sure that some of the.
Machines. Busy bears. Most of the bears are moving earth with their work machines. What machines are moving earth? What machines are moving earth? The smoother, the roller.
This is smooth.
That's called the roller. That's called the dump trailer and tractor.
This is. That's the hooked on.
That's the hooked on.
The hooked on to this.
Yeah, it's hooked on to that.
Why?
Well, because.
What did this two drivers?
There's a driver here for the excavator, and there's a driver here for the dump trailer.
To get out the dump.
To get out the dump, that's right.
I'm washing down the washing down the drain.
The chute.
The chute.
Yep.
Water came out from the other chute.
Mm-hmm.
Down to that chute.
Mm-hmm.
Then it came out to here.
No. This is a scoop, and it picked up the dirt, and then the bottom of the scoop opens up so that the dirt can go down the chute into the dump trailer.
This is the dump trailer?
No, that's the excavator. This is the dump trailer.
And then it's gonna fall.
No, then this guy is gonna drive his truck with the dump trailer over to the dump, and he's gonna dump the dirt out there.
Where?
Well, there's no picture of a dump here. It's over here. There's the dump.
That's the dump? No. It's not the dump.
Daniel, I'm just teasing. Here about reading the Richard Scarry book, but